The lemons, with their intense color, give liveliness to our farm. Right from the east, the lemon plant is part of everyday life in the countries that overlook the Mediterranean for centuries. So the Ligurian landscape, as well as its cuisine, is filled with the yellow of this fruit. The lemon tree was imported into Liguria in the 15th century, although the production is not comparable to that of southern Italy. Even here, we could not imagine our terracings without these precious fruits. In West Liguria, citrus fruit cultivation began to establish itself in the 17th century. The reference market was Provence, but soon Ligurian lemons began to be exported even overseas. In the market of Ventimiglia, in the early 18th century, the Magistrato dei Limoni was established, with the aim of governing the harvesting and sale of local production. Thanks to the creation of appropriate chapters, the products and their price were defended on the market. In the 19th century, in Sanremo, the lemon producers organized themselves into a corporation called Società Proprietari Orti di Limoni, SPOL. The team of Limunari was composed of 5 entry women for the harvest, 1 or 2 mules for transport, a capo who represent the owner, a sensa who was acting as the buyer, a secretary of SPOL. The man's task was to collect the citrus fruits and deposit them in a large common heap. The woman, as often happens, carried out a precision work. With the cutter, they cut the stalk and selected the best fruits. Once the counting was over, the secretary would give the owner of the field a ticket with the number of fruits harvested. In this way, he could collect the amount for the company. Finally, the harvested was transported by the mules, or by the woman called Camale, who loaded the fruits on their head and brought them into town for sale. Currently, the lemons of the Cinque Terre are also very appreciated and well known, in particular those of Monte Rosso, where an important festival is held in May. We cannot fail to mention the Genoese poet Eugenio Montale, who dedicated a famous poem to lemons, making them a symbol of his aesthetics. It was in Monte Rosso Montale that he spent his holidays with his family during his childhood and youth, and drew inspiration for his compositions. Why sing of exotic flowers with high-sounding names? The poet tells us, when every day in front of us we have lemons to remind us of the beauty of simplicity. On our farm we have about 20 lemon trees. You can find them everywhere, between the greenhouses and the house. We planted them 30 years ago, already big and grafted on. They are of a four-season variety and provide us from 2 to 10 quintals of lemon every year. This also depends a lot on the elimination of their excess branches. It is a very resistant type of plant, which can withstand low temperatures well and bears fruits all year round. Just think that they don't need any pesticides, and this also makes their peel edible. The only treatment for our plants is pruning. This is done once a year and is essential to ensure lush growth. The best period is the end of winter, to allow the plant to regenerate with the arrival of spring. Suckers should be eliminated because they take nutrients away from the other branches that produce flowers. Even those that are dry or affected by frost must be cut with suitable scissors. In this way, the plants are easily invigorated and bear fruits. As we already said, our plant produces lemon all year round. Their harvest is therefore not tied to a season and does not involve any particular difficulties. We harvest the fruits from the tree when they are well ripe. Lemons can stay on the plant for a long time, but they can ripen even after they have been extracted from the branches. For this reason, in intensive cultivation, citrus fruits are often harvested still green, and then handled and treated with products that don't make it safe to eat their skin. As the guests of our farmhouse know, this doesn't happen here. Our lemons are organic, and we gladly offer a welcome basket to those who stay at the farm. Since we don't have a large quantity of plants, we cannot guarantee distribution in supermarkets, so we prefer to concentrate on direct sale.
One way to get even closer to the customers and guests of Agriturismo Le Girandole is to guarantee them the fragrance and taste of our lemons.